Join us on a journey from the beach to the dance floor. Chicane presents Sunsets.
Hi guys, welcome to episode 505 of Sunsets and welcome to my little attic studio at home by the sea here on the Isle of Wight. I'm Nick Chicane and of course this is Sunsets. It's 60 minutes of eclectic, emotive and electronic music to take you to somewhere warm, maybe on a beach, via my weird and wonderful record collection. Now, what have we been up to this week? Been very busy putting things together for shows. As I said, we're doing some smaller shows later on this year. But this weekend, I am getting on a plane. And if you are in Singapore, hanging out around the Formula One Circus, which is in town, I shall be at Groove Driver with the Ministry of Sound, and I'm at the Singapore Sports Hub, guys. I think Seb Fontaine is going to be there with me. I hope you're going to be there. I'm looking forward to catching up with some of my mates at McLaren, and not looking forward to the 30-hour round trip on the plane, but that's touring for you. Now listen, next up of the next hour, we've got stuff from the Midnight, Beth Orton. We've got three from Beth Orton this week. Ocular, Paul Oakenfold, myself, and many more, and a soundtrack selection. This week's a beautiful piece of music taken from an unlikely US sitcom. But let's get going, though. Ease ourselves in. There's a beautiful piece of music from Ben Bomer, who we play a lot, and this is Fliederergerergerer, which translates as Lilac Rain. Have a listen. Thank you.
This is Sunsets, 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 Sunsets. Thank you. Chicane Sunset. Get yourself on the show by calling +44 800 776 5112.
So we start the show with an artist who's become quite a regular on Sunsets, as you know. He is Ben Boehmer. He's 30 years old and he is from Germany. And that track was called Fly der Gerenanen. Still can't pronounce that, as you can see. Also played you a new one from me, The Sleepless Year. I hope you like that, guys. I wanted to point out that that's written by me, produced by me. I haven't collaborated with lots of very highly well-known DJs. Not that I'm saying everyone's doing that right now at all. Not at all. I'm not saying that. that's out in a couple of weeks, and that last one was from American singer-songwriter Tyler Lyle and Danish producer singer-songwriter Tim McEwen, better known as The Midnight with Memories from 2016. And in fact, if you look that up on YouTube, I've cut the video to The Breakfast Club, the 80s film. It's a really cool watch. And of course, I work with Tyler on Rainbows from a previous album. Guys, thank you for listening to Sunsets with me. I'm Nick Chicane. It's time for me to put my feet up for a couple of minutes and let one of you guys choose the music as we do the soundtrack selection. Handing the job of picking a piece of music from a TV, a film, a computer game, or even an advert to one of the Sunsets family from around the world. And this week's fantastic choice comes from Jacqueline in Sheffield in the UK. Take it away, Jacqueline.
Hey, Nick. It's Jacqueline calling from Sheffield. This is my second try at getting another track onto the Sunset selection. Today I want to ask for A Song for Zula, which is by Phosphorescent. I heard it on the Cloud Nine show, the very end of the show, the last episode. Maybe not a cool programme to watch, but I thought this track was brilliant to end the series, and I thought you might enjoy it too. Have a great week, and keep up the good work. Cheers, Nick.
Some say love is a burning thing that it makes the fire ring. Oh, but I know love as a fading thing, just as fickle as a feather in a stream. See, honey, I saw love. You see, it came to me. Put its face up to my face so I could see. Yeah, then I saw love disfigure me into something I am not recognizing. I said, come on in, I will not open myself up this way again. I lay my face to the saw, nor my teeth to the sand. I will not lay like this for days now upon end. You will not see me fall, nor see me struggle to stand. To be acknowledged by some touch from his not end. You see the caged call, I said, come on in. I will not open myself up this way again. I see the shadows that we cast in the cold, clean light. My feet are gold, and my heart is white. And we race out on the desert plains all night. See, honey, I am not some broken thing. I do not lay here in the dark. My feet are light, and I am ready. burning thing. Let it make the fire ring. Oh, but I know love as a Cajun thing. Just a killer come to call from some awful dream. Oh, I know you folks, you come to see. You just stand there in the glass looking at me. But my heart is wild and my bones are steel. And I could kill you with my bare hands if I was free. Thank you.
last night. I couldn't help but notice a light that was long gone, still burning strong. You were sitting, your fingers like fuses, your eyes were cinnamon. You said you stand for every long abuse that was ever threatened to anyone but you. And why should I know better by now when I'm old enough not to? To anyone like you, don't you wish you knew better by now when you're old enough not to?
From 1999, Beth Orton, Stolen Car. I've got another couple of tunes from Beth. I thought we'd do a three play of Beth stuff this week. What can we say about Beth Orton? Just fabulous. Her voice is fabulous. Her writing's fabulous. It's kind of folky, but you know how things are in the music industry these days with lots of plastic pop stars and fake DJs. Beth is. Her music remains true to who she is. It's very folky. It's just very classic and very honest. You might gather that I quite like it. Before that, we heard Ocular with Immunity, which came out in 2019 on the Adunadeep label. Before both of those was the soundtrack selection, a really beautiful piece of music by American artist Phosphorescent. And I won't tell you how many times I tried to say that. In fact, Andy had to tell me. Real name Matthew Hook. Track is called Song for Zula, and it came out in 2013. Picked up by Jacqueline in Sheffield after she heard it used at the end of a TV sitcom Superstore about the people working in the fictional Cloud Nine chain store. So thank you, Jacqueline. We've never played that before, and you've introduced us to a rather interesting new artist we weren't aware of. So 10 Sunsets points to you for a perfect soundtrack selection. Now, if you'd like to have a go yourself, guys, we'd love to have you on the show. If you'd like to have a go yourself, we'd love to have you on the show. The more, the merrier. And the most important thing you have to do is get the number saved in your phone. And when you hear something on a TV show, documentary, computer game, whatever, give the voicemail call a buzz. Don't forget to tell us who you are, where you are, and why you want to hear it. The number to call is +44 800 776 5112. Back to 2015 for this next one. Playlit Loads. It's another artist name that trips off the tongue. MAA with 724 and RAB with Frozen. And this is the SAT remix. It's a lovely piece of music. It's just a dreadful artist name.
I'm not afraid to
Sunset.
Choose your favorite piece of soundtrack music by calling the voicemail
on +44 800 776 5112.
Right, that was, of course, the dulcet tones of one Finley Quay and Beth Orton with Dice. Originally just a Finley Quay song. It was written by Beth and uses segments of her vocal from one of her older tracks. It was produced, of course, by William Orbit, who again is another legend. And it was actually Beth Orton's boyfriend, I believe, at the time. I worked with William, and you lot probably know him as the guy that produced Madonna's Frozen album. Now, in terms of music news over the last few weeks, one story caught our eye, and that was the very public disagreement between Martin Ware from 80s band Heaven 17 and Rockstar Games, who make the GTA series. Now, the software company tried to license the band's 1983 hit, Temptation. It's hard to not know that record. It's legendary. Now, they tried to license it for the upcoming GTA 6 game, one of the most anticipated games of the decade. And as I understand it, they've put millions, even billions, into this game and the production of this game. However, Martin Ware took to X to complain he was being offered $7,500 as a buyout. Now, that means he wouldn't get any future royalties relating to the use of the piece of music on the game. And I got to be honest, I'm in the business, as you well know. That is extraordinarily low to consider that GTA is a global hit and the most successful entertainment product of all time. So that's quite an achievement in itself. Some fellow musicians, like Cocteau Twins, Simon Raymond, got involved, replying, "Martin, is it too late to change your mind? GTA had around 440 songs in the last game, so really that fee for one, albeit brilliant, song is quite normal. Might seem low, but they play 7,500 each. That's 3.3 million alone, just for the fees for using the music. The fee is irrelevant. 200 million people bought the last GTA game, and that's a huge audience. Shazam would be massive, and the knock-on effect of streaming would be immense." So where do I stand on this? Okay, I'll tell you where I stand on this. I side with Martin Ware because Temptation was a huge record back in the 80s. It may well have been a long time ago, but it's a huge record. And these buyout fees basically mean that the people that make GTA get to use that song for a one-off fee of £7,500, which might sound a lot to some people, but that's it. Martin Ware will never see any more money from that, and that game is going to go to millions and millions and millions of people. So I don't agree with that, because they're doing quite well off the back of his record. You know, I think there's a degradation of music as a second-class citizen. You know, I don't agree with that. And I don't agree that he should almost let it go for free, because it will be shazammed a lot. No, it should be paid for what it is. It's a big, big hit record, you know. I don't agree with free services on streaming. I don't agree that it's a product that's kind of misrepresented these days. I think it's really important. People are out in the live sector because we don't earn much from streaming. And people have this idea that because the streaming is like an advertisement for your live facet. And well, news check, not everyone gigs. In fact, very few of us gig, really. A lot of people, if you can't earn music from selling it as a product, there's a problem, because it's always been like that. And now we've degraded it to this second-class citizen, you know. So I'm quite opinionated about it. And I believe writers and producers should be represented for the great product that we make, not sort of shunted off. Anyway, I'll try and be nice and happy now. Back to the music. Beth Orton, a great, great songwriter. This was her third single from her 1993 debut album, Super Pinky Mandy. I like that. And it's called She Cries Your Name. And I think William Orbit produced this track too.
Falling from the western slopes to find yourself alone again, wondering where you have been. Your lonely voice calls across the starlit coast, reaching out to be seen. She cries your name three times again. She cries. Seen. She keeps crying out your name, but her scream sounds the same. How fickle fate can be. would scream for territory, can learn to sing you far clean. Give a hand time on Israel. When there's a wasteland in your soul, the burnt out trees will leave you cold. Living out in ideal. She cries your name.
We'll be right back.
So that's about all we've got time for from me this week. If you're listening on the radio, you can always download the show for free from your favourite podcast app. Just search for Chicane Sunsets and press the subscribe button. You can also listen on YouTube and Mixcloud. Please feel free to share the show with friends and post the link up on your socials if you know people you know that might enjoy hear something a bit kooky and a bit different to my Insta and TikTok and X are Nick Chicane, and you can find me on the Facebook at Chicane Music. Thank you for listening. If you're in Singapore, come and see me at the weekend. I'll be back in a few days. Same place, same time. I'm going to leave you with this. And I stumbled across this. This is Mr. Paul Oakenfold and his rework of an old classic by Simple Minds. Well, this is quite complicated, actually. I'll start at the beginning. The song was originally by Simple Minds. Paul Oakenfold did a version of it a long time ago. It was also sampled by the Raven Maze, called The Real Life. The original track is called Theme for Great Cities, and this is Paul Oakenfold's reworking of his rework. Does that make any sense? I better go now, stick my head in the blender. Bye-bye.
For this week's show at facebook.com/chicanemusic.
Sunsets is a Distorted production. This is distorted.com.